Israeli forces have raided several locations in the occupied West Bank, arresting over a dozen Palestinians, including minors. The majority of detainees were from Bethlehem and Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. One of the detainees was Mohammed Abu Sharif from Bethlehem, who was arrested a short while after his release from Israel's detention.
When the Israeli forces came to the house, Mohammed was suffering from a bad stomach, so we are worried for my son's health. The first time he was arrested, the Israelis bombed the front of the house. He was sent to the prison for 3 years. The second time they arrested him, he was severely beaten by the Israeli army in front of the house before they sent him to prison.
A friend of Mohammed explains more about his detention.
Mohammed was released for the first time almost 2 years ago. Following his release, he was again imprisoned for 3 years and was freed on Monday. This time, the occupying force drove to the house in a civilian car. They beat Mohammed in front of his wife and tied his hands with cable ties. Now we don't know where he is.
An area that has repeatedly come under attack by the Israeli army over the past few weeks is Al-Khader, near Hebron, Al-Khalil. Several Palestinians were arrested following Israel's latest invasion of the region. Israeli troops also fired tear gas, percussion grenades, and rubber bullets at the residents. Clashes broke out and many Palestinians were treated for inhaling tear gas. Israel regularly launches attacks on different areas in the West Bank and arrests Palestinians without giving any just reason. Those detained are held under what's described as administrative detention. A large number of Palestinians are now in Israeli detention centres without any charge or trial. The surge of violent arrests in the West Bank is not unusual for the Israeli forces. However, a week after they called for Palestine to quash all protests in the West Bank, they continue to incite violence through violations of Palestinians' basic human rights. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.